I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's program, a final decision is expected for Asia Bibi, the face of Pakistan's persecuted church. And later, church leaders in Sudan are getting the tools they need to grow. We'll unpack that in just a couple of minutes. But let's start today with a look at Pakistan, where radical Muslims are threatening their own so-called justice if the Supreme Court releases Asia Bibi. Bibi's a Christian whose case has essentially put the country's blasphemy law on trial. Convicted and sentenced to death, she's been the face of the persecuted church for a decade. A final decision on her appeal is expected soon, says FMI's executive director Bruce Allen, whose contacts are expecting things to move in the next 24 hours.
It's looking like they are going to announce that she would be released and then be whisked away by helicopter. Her family has been shifted from elsewhere in Europe now to the UK.
Even then, it's not over. Pakistan's next few days are expected to be volatile. For Bibi and her family,
we need to keep praying because these fatwas still exist. People are hunting her. So we want to pray that she could be safely reunited with her family.
Another thing. Allen says many of Pakistan's Christians are so marginalized, they don't know anything about Asia Bibi, so they'll be blindsided if they're targeted in the backlash of Bibi's release.
We want to be praying that Christian leaders, the pastors of these congregations, will be able to prepare, be able to guide them, bring relief, protect them, all the things that a godly shepherd would want to do for his congregation.
We'll switch gears now to the Great Commission. To, quote-unquote, finish the task, is it better to send church workers overseas, or should we equip local Christians to do the work? We posed that question to Chris Lang, the director of mobilization for Frontiers USA.
There is a somewhat of a false dichotomy. So we are called to go and make disciples of all the nations. Regardless of where we are, regardless of where the church is, the call remains the same.
Lang recently spoke with an evangelical pastor from Chad.
He said, don't stop sending. We need people because the task is so big that the African church can't accomplish it on its own.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
As individual Christians, you know, we need to continue to advocate for missions in our local congregation. Let's put together prayer meetings so that we can pray for the nations. For your listeners, some of them may be hearing that small, still voice in their heart, calling them out. Pay attention to his leading because they may be called not just to pray and not just to send others, but to go themselves.
An Arab Baptist theological seminary began educating students back in 1960 in Beirut. A few years later, though, the school found itself equipping parts of the Sudanese church for leadership. ABTS's Laula Al-Malouf says,
last year we had almost 50% of our residential students coming from Sudan. We are expecting to have 19 students from Sudan next year. Maybe three of them would be from the south, and the remaining 16 are going to be from North Sudan. So it's exciting to have to know that we are part of God's plan to preparing church leaders for the Sudanese church.
Many APTS students return home during summer break. And during these visits, their students use what they've learned to impact their churches and continue ministry.
Leadership formation is very crucial for the church, and our curriculum is helping to prepare leaders, more leaders for the church in Sudan.
So be encouraged that the Sudanese church is being equipped for the Great Commission in spite of the pressure from Sudan. Pray that these students would continue to persevere in faith and ministry. If you'd like to explore more, we'll provide the links at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.